o'clock, we'll call the regular town board meeting to order for the town of Lackawanna on June 22nd. Members of the board are present along with Ginger Schwanenbach on teleconference.
Can you hear us all right, Ginger?
Yes, I can, thank you.
Can everybody in the audience hear Ginger all right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, good.
Members of the board are present, media has been notified. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Flagged and voted.
Still there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and second to approve the agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the general fund, 48688 to 48729.
So moved for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. I'll abstain from that. Vote, please.
Okay.
Approval of the minutes of the June 1st, 2016 town board meeting.
So noted as approved as read.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the June 8th, 2016 special town meeting.
I'll move for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. Treasurer's report.
We're starting to get some good money coming into the transfer station, about $1,500 a week now, rather than the $300 we get in the wintertime. We have a CD that is maturing on 6/30, and that is going to be cashed in, and we're going to be using that toward the building that we're building on the transfer station grounds. So that in the town accounts, we have $921,739.04. And in the ambulance account, we have $390,254.30.
So moved for approval.
Yeah, you'll have to second this.
That's right. I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
I'll abstain.
Thank you.
Yes.
Discussion action, opening of road project bids. We received one bid, two bids?
We received one bid for the asphalt paving, and we received one bid for the chip seal project.
At this time, I'm going to remove myself from the meeting as my employer is one of the bidders. But also, I'd like to say that since we looked at the roads and set them out for bid, I did find out that Florsheim Road, the tribe has got a logging project going out there, which I thought was going to be done this summer. Machinery's all out. There's just a couple of piles of logs decked up there. But apparently, they are still going to be doing some logging this winter on the cedar that's in there. So it might be wise for us to hold off on that. I'm trying to verify that with Scott McDougall, who is the tribal forester. And when I do find out, I'll let the board know. But at this time, I'd like to remove myself from the meeting.
So the only bids we have at this time are both of them are only from Tillic and Laird. What is the, is there a minimum requirement of how many bids?
No.
Okay.
That's their insurance. This is for Florsheim Road.
So, let's see here.
Florsheim Road was a, it's an asphalt road, I believe, yeah?
Yeah.
And Toto Tom are the two asphalt roads. Oh, and Silver Beach.
Right.
Okay.
So Plummer and Sedasa are the two.
Okay.
So we got Florsheim, Totem, and
Silver Beach.
Silver Beach, all from.
All from Pitlick.
The Florsheim Road, the tolls, the total for the project would be $170,789.62.
Florsheim?
Yep, for Florsheim.
Florsheim, $170,789.62.
Okay.
Totem?
Comes to $93,449.35.
$93,449.35.
Okay.
And the Silver Beach is $128,586.05.
$128,586.05 for Silver Beach. Okay?
Yep.
So what I want to know is, do we do these individually, or because these are each individual bids?
Well, I guess you'll have to take into consideration what our budget is also.
Correct. That was the next question.
Which is, our road budget for construction is $195,000.
I think we should probably kick Florsheim out of the running at this point.
Okay.
Okay.
And just.
Hold on, see what they're gonna do, yeah.
So that, okay, so there's, it's a $128,586, and that would be for Silver Beach, and then $93,449.35, so that's a $200,000+.
And you still have the other.
So do you think we should open up the chip seal bids and see which projects we can get close enough to the $195,000?
We're doing it, yeah.
Okay.
Chris, did you go on the road bridge with Matt?
Yes.
Are any of these higher priority than any others?
Yeah, you know, and actually, I think it was the Silver Beach one that he's possibly thinking about not doing just because of the possible logging.
No, Florsheim.
No, Florsheim, excuse me.
Yeah, Florsheim.
Florsheim.
I'm sorry, again, saying that they were logging.
Okay, the two chip seals are South Plummer, right?
Yep. $32,378.20. And then Sagasunk Lane is $13,278. So, who did Totem? That's kind of what we're boiling down to. How strict are we with this $190,000 whatever?
Strict.
Okay. So to do the particular of the chip seal.
It was two for chip seal, right?
No, that's 13, 2.
45.
3. Yeah, it's 45.
We could just Silver Beach and both of the chip seals, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm just adding up some figures here.
Which one was worse, Totem or Silver Beach?
Silver Beach was bigger.
Yep, Silver Beach. So then you've got $173,376.
Okay.
If you do Silver Beach and the two
chip seals.
Two chip seals would be approximately $173,657.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we would just carry over, correct, that fund, and then apply to next year to prioritize.
Or
Something might come up too.
Yeah, what we've done in the past is if there is money left in the budget that we haven't assigned to a certain road, we might find one that we could put another layer of tar and chip and benefit the road, give it some extra life by doing that.
Sure, that makes sense, because we'd have about $22,000 left over.
Right. I'm just a little concerned because we have had some unexpected expenses that have arose for the salt shed and, you know, I mean, some different things. I mean, if it doesn't all get done this year, I just want to know that, make sure that we prioritize and, you know what I mean, and make sure that, yeah, they move to the front of the line for next year's projects.
Yeah, I think we'll have to do floor shine next year if we're not going to do it this year, but that might take up the majority of the budget.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is with it questionable whether they're going to still be logging in there, I would really be comfortable just letting that one go until we know that they're done with their project. Because there's no sense in making a new road and having them put extra stress on it.
I agree. Yeah, I was glad that they came in and told us it's going to last longer than just the summer.
So at this point, we're looking at the two chip seals. That would include Plummer Lake and...
South Plummer Lake, right?
Yep, and Sagasun.
And?
And Silver Beach.
Silver, yeah.
Okay, and that pretty much expends the amount. I mean, there will be some amount left in there. We never know if we're going to have a culvert issue or another project also, so...
Right.
Sure, and he can look into that later.
Yeah.
So without having any other bids, yeah, I would go ahead and make... I'll make the motion to approve the Silver Beach Drive to be asphalted, South Plummer Lake Road, and Sagasun Lane to be completed this year.
I will second that.
I do have a question, Kate. Go ahead.
Chris, are you just going on the dollar amount?
Correct.
According to the Pazer document that you guys do, is it all equal as far as the condition of the road?
I think they were quite equal, you know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to be recognized that all of these, I would like for next year to make sure that these projects are complete and, you know, we got to start somewhere, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, yeah, none of them were undrivable. I think it was more for longevity and, you know what I mean, just a common sense look at it when they start falling apart.
Okay.
But it does concern us is, you know, we have had some extensive logging in certain areas and it is so hard on these roads. And I know that's been a discussion at the state level quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I know that we work very close with both the state foresters. I don't know what our relationship is with the tribal foresters.
It's good.
Usually we have certain things put in place as far as egressing, ingress, so that they're not turning very sharp, so they access the roads with the minimum amount of damage. And I think that that's just working together with you know, other governments. So.
In the past, we have also utilized getting a bond if there was a belief that there might be extensive damage. We can get a bond for our protection to pay for that if there is damage.
Correct.
So that's another tool.
And I think at a time of certain issues that look to be a problem, before they become a problem, we can ask them to put a culvert and some fill and you know, make proper access without to cause the least amount of damage.
Right.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So motion is passed. Okay. Anybody else have anything here? Are we good?
We're getting Matt back into the room.
Okay.
Item number 11, discussion approval liquor license applications for 2016-2017. The town board and the tribal alcohol, tobacco, and fireworks committee met 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
2 weeks ago, at which time these were approved by the joint liquor committee. And now they're before us for their final approval by the board.
Well, I don't think anything's changed since we reviewed them 2 weeks ago, so I'll make a motion to go ahead and approve the liquor licenses for all of those listed on the advertisement that we had to do for approval.
Oh, that's right. I'll second that. So a motion has been made and seconded to approve the liquor license applications for 2016-2017. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, opposed? Carried.
Supervisor Mayor is abstaining as he is one of the liquor license application...
Applicants.
Applicants.
All right. Item number 12, discussion approval of Rudy's subdivision. Sue?
You want me to say anything?
What have you got to say?
Would be nice.
Here's pretty much what I think what we want to know is everything is up...
Everything's kosher.
Okay.
Meets the part that applies to our zoning ordinance, meets those requirements, and the rest of it is under the state laws for the size.
And that's what I really concern myself, I think everybody does, is I think you do a great job, so...
Thank you.
And I think it's just important, and then that's, you are the conduit to making sure that these things are correct before they come before the board.
Thank you.
They're doing this by state plan?
Because our ordinance, our subdivision is part of our zoning ordinance. We are not allowed to be more restrictive right now than the state.
And I know that's quite confusing at this point, and it may be for some time to come.
People are catching on, but they actually kind of like it, especially in this Rudy case. He's got lots for his daughters now.
Yeah, keep the family close to home, okay?
So do we, I'll make a motion for approval of the Rudy subdivision.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the Rudy subdivision. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Review for approval bartender's license applications, Sasha Rivers, Mary A. Clark.
Motion to approve.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn at 1:18.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. Thank you, Ginger.
Thank you, Ginger.
Hope everything goes well.
Thank you.
It was nice seeing you.
Yeah, nice seeing you too. Have a great day, everybody.
All right, thank you.
It's a beautiful day here.
Bye.
I need your signature. Also need to sign these proposals here too?
Yeah, you can have Chris do that though.
Yes, I will.
Do